from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is Armed American Radio. Radio. Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. How the hey are you, huh? Man, the fastest hours in radio are moving right along. They always do. Need a couple more hours. Gosh, I remember saying that when the program was an hour long. That was nearly a decade ago. And my next guest is a longtime contributor to the program and a fan favorite. Hasn't been here in a while. We're going to fix that tonight. Let me give a quick recap. If you will, of the previous 2 hours on Armed American Radio, just so if you missed it or if you're just joining us, you know what you missed, you can go back and get it. I'll tell you how to do that. You know, if you don't want to miss anything, by the way, if you have an iPhone, USCCA concealed carry app, that's what you search for. Put that phrase, USCCA concealed carry app, into your iPhone. And grab the USCCA app. It's the coolest thing in the world, by the way. Not only can you listen to this program live and get every single show dating back to April of 2009, you get every podcast. If you miss it live, you can listen to it. The player pops up. There's no excuse for not hearing Armed American Radio or the Daily Defense program live. You get it right out of the app. Dynamite stuff. But if you're carrying concealed and you want to know the state laws, whether or not your permit is reciprocal, for example, the reciprocity map is right there. Great articles. Kevin Michalowski's got a dynamite article on open carry versus concealed carry up on the site right now. Really, really powerful read. I encourage you to look at it. He gives you his thoughts on open carry versus concealed carry, and he does it in ways that only the editor of Concealed Carry Magazine can do. So make sure to check that out. But that's the kind of stuff that pops up on the site or on the app. Every single day you get new stuff, and you get to listen to this program every day live, no matter where you are, which is pretty powerful. And if you miss it, you can go in and get it right there. It pops up usually, you know, it depends. The people that put it up are human beings, and sometimes they are doing other things. It might pop up a little bit late, but it's usually up within 45 minutes or 30 minutes of the close of each broadcast right there on the app for you. So you don't have to change it. You don't have to chase it down anywhere on the net or anything. You just go right there and get it. It's great. But, you know, what's really cool, if you're traveling from state to state, the app will tell you that your permit, it will literally let you know that your permit is good or no good on the state that you're moving. It is pretty powerful information. Got to love that part of this technology. I hate having to have a phone on me all the time attached to you. Get out of the car, grab that stupid phone, stick it in your pocket like you don't have enough crap in your pockets already. I know. Satellite radio moment there when I get to thinking about these phones. But regardless, the app, that's cool stuff. And the fact that you can stick it in your pocket or play the show live on your Bluetooth and your phone, or from your phone to your car, wherever you happen to be. Really, really cool. Let's go to George, the Mad. Oh, I got to give you the recap. Let me give you the quick recap. Can't go talking about that app. Hour one, Alan Gottlieb, absolutely amazing stuff. Little lesson on Supreme Court and what they do and how they do what they do and how they determine whether or not to take a case, what's required in order for that to happen, what happens if they refuse to take a case, or what if they don't refuse to take a case, and so forth. What happens to that case that's before them that they want to look at now anyway? See, Alan tells us everything we need to know about that and gives us some great information, as only Alan can. And there is some Supreme Court. You want to start following, let's go to here real soon. Tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, no doubt I'll be talking about it on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, whether or not the Supreme Court takes the Peruta case or the Binderup Suarez case. Both of them are on the docket. They're both looking. They're looking at both of these cases right now. That Peruta case in particular is something we're really keeping our eyes on. Both of these cases are Second Amendment Foundation cases that Alan Gottlieb is intimately involved with. So tomorrow's Daily Defense Show, don't miss that. We'll no doubt be talking about that. If, in fact, they took it or if they refused, that's going to be a huge topic of conversation. Now, if you go to any other radio program, you're going to hear Muslims, Saudi Arabia, James Comey, all that same old crap. On this program, you're going to hear me talking about the things that matter to you, particularly if you're an American gun owner. Is the Supreme Court going to look at that Peruta case? And that's huge because that is going to become the law of the land. We are pretty confident they'll rule in our favor, particularly with Gorsuch on the court. Powerful stuff. That was followed, boy, oh boy, just so much fun stuff to talk about. I'm going to go to George here in just a second. Don't worry. I promise you I'm going to get to the Mad Ogre. I promise you I'm going to get to the Mad Ogre. Ernie Emerson jumped on the program with us. He came in a little late because we had to carry Alan Gottlieb over. Knives scare the crap out of me. Listen to Blade Edged expert Ernest Emerson, founder of Emerson Knives, best knives on planet Earth. Hour two, John Lott. He was huge, always is. Tremendous information from John Lott. And by the way, I just donated to crimeresearch.org, the CPRC. You can donate to crimeresearch.org. As little as 10 bucks every month. Go donate. I did. Please do it. Believe me, you cannot lay down right now. Take a listen. If you missed last hour in the segment with John Lott, make sure to go back and take a listen. Why? John explains to us what Bloomberg's doing, what kind of information they're putting out. And it's flat-out lies. It's flat-out lies. And without John there refuting this stuff, they're going to crawl all over the media with impunity, putting these lies out. There's nobody there to stop this stuff. John is it. And it is incumbent upon us as responsibly armed American. It's just, look, if you're an armed American, this is just some of the stuff you have to do. I wish it weren't the case, but it's some of the stuff you absolutely have to do. You have to support this man's research because they hate it, because John is right, and he exposes their lies and their false research by conducting the real research that matters. They can't refute it. That's why they won't go on programs with him on a split screen. They'll only agree to come on programs after he's on because they cannot go toe-to-toe with the man. The man is fighting for you. All of us as gun owners, we have to support this stuff. So important. Okay? Please, please. Crimeresearch.org. Make a donation. It's just huge, and we have to do it. I know a lot of people think, well, Trump's elected. You know, my gun rights are safe right now. That couldn't be further from the truth. I've been telling you this for a long time. It's incumbent upon us as gun owners to continue to support, lest these progressive gun grabbers get their way with the mainstream media, because believe me, we don't have the help that they have with the media knocking down our doors to tell our story. It's why programs like this are so vital, and it's why the information and the research that John puts out is just so gosh darn important. You have to do it. It's just part of your job as a law-abiding concealed carry permit holder, or if you live in a constitutional carry state, regardless, as a gun owner, as someone who lives that lifestyle and takes your self-defense serious, it's incumbent upon us. Okay, please, I can't push that enough. Ad nauseum, I know, but my gosh, it's so vital. Jerry Henry, georgecarry.org, jumped in, and now we have the Mad Ogre. Let's go to George. George, going to have a great hour with you. Welcome back to the program, my friend. Always fun to have you here.
Man, it is a pleasure and a privilege, as always. You know, I really mean it.
Boy, I miss that.
It's an honor to be a part of the show, talking to my good friend Mark Walters, who is the modern-day Patrick Henry of the Second Amendment, and then Alan Gottlieb, who is the Sam Adams of the Second Amendment. It's an honor.
Who's the James Madison? Would that be
James
you?
James Madison.
Would that be you?
Okay. I wouldn't take that much honor myself. I am just a gun nut. I'm a gun enthusiast. I enjoy the firearms. I enjoy the culture. I enjoy the people and the products. And I'm just appreciative and glad to be here.
We're going to cover a lot of ground with you, George. We're going to suck up as much of you as we can on the program today. You know, I got to get your opinion on something first. You know, with John Lott, I've been working with John a long time, and I have the distinct honor, and it is an honor, and it is a privilege, but to meet with John at various venues around the country, such as SHOT Show or Concealed Carry Expos or anywhere John happens to be, when he comes to participate and talk to us. We get a lot of what I do to John regarding information that I get because his work is, my gosh, all I can tell you is how important it is to us as American gun owners. His work is vital. And, you know, I asked him on the program, George, is there anybody else out there doing this stuff? And he flat out said, no, there isn't. And that scares me because anything worth having is worth having two of. Have you ever heard that saying? You got 30 seconds.
Yeah, in the Army, there's the saying, one is, two is one and one is none, meaning, you know, you got to have a backup because when things go wrong, you lose an asset and it could be a disaster. And a guy like John Lott, man, he's done so much. His very simple book, man, he's a modern Thomas Paine of the Second Amendment.
His
common sense, it just lays it down in a way that you cannot argue. If you try to argue, you just know you're not basing your argument.
Well, that's why they won't go on split screens with him, because they can't. George, when we come back, we're going to have some fun with you. We're going to talk guns. We're going to talk gear. We're going to give out a recipe. Grilling While Armed is back with you, and we're going to pair it up with a firearm. Don't go away. George, the Mad Ogre Hill, right after this.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today, and there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeThereProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeThereProtector.com. That's BeThereProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Yeah, that is exactly what you're listening to. Welcome back to the safest radio studio in all of America. Let me get some business out of the way quickly. Part of my conversation with John Lott, he was mentioning some of the bogus information and studies coming from the other side. The Violence Policy Center was one that he singled out. During that conversation, John mentioned how they use information. People who are involved in self-defense shootings, who are arrested and spend 2 to 3 years fighting it, then are acquitted. How they use those numbers to concoct another four schemes of four murders and stuff. You have to go back and listen to exactly what John said. But what he did without even realizing he did it, was talk about the importance of having self-defense insurance. Because he reminded us that while the cops are trying to figure stuff out, you are more than likely going to be arrested. Even though you were right. And it may take you 2 years to prove that you were right. God forbid you get charged. And it happens. It happens every day. More than 200 people have used the USCCA insurance. There are 50 cases, active, over 50 cases right now around the country from people who have defended themselves lawfully with a firearm that, thank God, they have that insurance. Now, John didn't realize that he was going there, but I ran with that after that segment, after we had to say goodbye to John. But I want to use that to point out to you that it happens. And believe me, the best attorneys in the country are going to cost you hundreds of dollars an hour. You don't want to have to do that. It's not necessary to do. USCCAonAir.org, USCCAonAir.com, USCCAonAir.com. Make sure to head over to the site, please. You can also make a mistake, like I did, USCCAonAAR.com. Either one will get you there. We own them both, okay? And find out how you can get in. That's peace of mind. How you can get into the self-defense shield for yourself. Don't find yourself in a situation like John described. Believe me, it happens. I've had them on the program before who have found themselves charged with felonies that didn't have this coverage. Tens of thousands of dollars later, Marcus Weldon was on the program just not too long ago, the Santa shooter. Remember Marcus? Marcus was charged with 7 felonies, went to trial, had to wait till trial, the end of the trial for the jury verdict, acquitted on all counts, cost him a fortune. Devastating financial consequences. So make sure to head over to USCCAonAir.com. You can fix that problem right now, today. It's instant. Just go there and get it. It's $13 a month to $30 a month. Coverage level choice is up to you. I have platinum. I hope to God you do something like that if you carry a firearm for self-defense. Vital. All right, George, welcome back to the program. Mad Ogre.
Well, man,
nobody.
Yeah,
go ahead, George.
It's been a long time. We haven't done a Grilling While Armed segment in quite some time. I don't even remember the last one we did. When was that?
I don't know. It's been a while. I hadn't thought about it. I mean, I do Grilling While Armed segments about every day of my life, but that's in real life because I'm actually grilling while armed. And to the purists out there, it's really barbecuing. I do both. I grill. So, you know, I grill. I barbecued a meatloaf. My smoked meatloaf is a version of the Texas barbecue meatloaf. That's the recipe I gave out. I add a couple things to it, but that's what we're going to do today, George, because I smoked 6 pounds of meatloaf yesterday. You know how much of it's left?
Amount.
None.
Probably none.
Zero. Zilch.
Oh, no.
Nada. What my kids didn't eat, my neighbors did. It's that simple. If you don't like your neighbors, don't smoke this meatloaf because they're going to come calling.
Oh. I was on the phone with you while this was smoking, and you had neighbors coming over already.
Yeah, they smell this stuff. Yeah, that's right. You were talking with me yesterday. I had just fired that thing up and was watching the grill smoke. And I say grill because I was using the Weber, the kettle, the big industrial strength one, you know, the huge one, the Weber King Ranch I have. And I had 2 big old piles of coals, probably 15 pounds of charcoal, about 7.5 pounds of charcoal on either side. Now, that's 1,105 square inches of cook space on this thing. It's ginormous, let me put it that way. If you've ever been to a Weber's restaurant, you'll see 8 to 10 of those giant King Ranch kettles back there that they cook everything on, including the croutons. Amazing stuff. But that's the Weber King Ranch is what I have. And I had about 7.5 pounds of charcoal going down each side of that grill. I turned it into a smoker with some apple wood chunks okay, down both sides. Let those chunks get to going so I got some good clear blue smoke. Those of you know what I'm talking about, barbecues. You don't want thick, putrid, heavy smoke, right, George? Because all you're doing is putting a bunch of chemicals on your meat. You got it?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's clear blue, thin blue smoke.
With, you know, that's not producing a lot of ash, not producing a lot of, you know, compounds that's going to, you know, ruin the flavor. You want pure smoke.
Creosote. You're talking about the same stuff that goes up in your, I mean, it's wood. You're burning wood. So you want to get that wood burning nice and clean, good hot coals, you get that thin blue smoke. And I threw two huge pans, and it might have been even more than 6 pounds. I think it was more than 6 pounds because I got a big old, two big old things of 80-20. Actually, it was 85-15. I got 85-15 was all I could get. I would prefer to use 80-20. The 85-15, talking about the fat content, works perfectly. Mm-hmm. It's not a big deal. Cut a couple sides into the pan and boom, throw that thing on there. Boy, I just got, you know, I don't even know how much meatloaf. It was just pounds and pounds of the stuff. And sit and cooked it for a couple hours. That's when I called you. I said, man, I'm just sitting down to watch this stuff smoke. Now, I won't tell you what I had on my hip. What would you put? Now, I'll give the recipe out in just a few minutes. But smoking a meatloaf, what would you put on your hip?
Oh, man, that's a good question because we're talking about an American classic, full of flavor, amped up with, you know, with the Texas barbecue rub.
Right.
Man, so it's packed full of flavor. So you need something high capacity. You need something classic. You know, I'd probably go with a 1911. I mean, something hard-hitting, full of flavor. Actually, no. Let's go with a minute.
Hold on a second. Hold on. That's not a bad pick. That's not a bad pick, that 1911, George.
It's always good. It's always satisfying.
Yeah, don't go to the Browning on that. Stay with the 1911 if that's okay. That's a good choice. The meatloaf, it works perfect. The meatloaf is a classic American recipe, right?
Exactly. And you can't slice it thin. You got to slice it nice and thick. So, you know, at least 45 caliber slices.
Oh.
And you can put that on a bun. You can put it on a slice of bread. You can just eat it just with a fork plain.
Grilling while armed with a mad ogre. Yeah, I like it. The 45, I like it. Nice thick slices. Boy, that stuff makes sandwiches like nobody's business, too. Now, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to give you the ingredients for this meatloaf from Texas Barbecue Rub. And it's vital. You have to have the rub as part of the ingredient here. It makes the flavor profile. TexasBBQRub.com. You have to get the rub, original or grand champion. George, you've made it, you've had it, you've eaten it, you've had the rub, you've cooked with the rub, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But for this recipe, it is absolutely 100% required because of the ingredients in the rub. And you can't get that flavor profile anywhere else. Now, you could make smoked meatloaf without it, but you're not going to get this meatloaf. And that's what's important. You have to have it in here for the rub. So make sure you check that out, okay? TexasBBQRub.com, our good friend Bill Cannon down there. And this recipe is his, and it's a pretty close variation of what I make. And you know, while we're at it, when we come back, I think I'll give you a smoked bologna recipe also. Bet you never heard of that, have you? Back with more Grilling While Armed and some fun gun and gear stuff with George the Mad Ogre Hill. Don't go away. Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
All right, welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. I have George the Mad Ogre Hill with me. George, a pleasure. I'm going to read the recipe, if that's okay, for the meatloaf. Is that all right?
I hope everybody's got a pencil.
Please do. You go back and listen to this on the podcast if you missed something, but this you want to pay careful attention. 3 pounds of your favorite ground beef. 80-20 is perfect. I used 85-15 because I bought it in bulk, and that's what they had. And that's fine, too. 85-15 works great. What you don't want is anything above that. You don't want anything lean. You've got to have some fat rendering here, okay? It's part of the flavor profile of the meatloaf. 3 pounds of favorite ground beef, half a medium onion, minced, half a medium bell pepper. Any color. I use green, sometimes green, yellow, and red. Depends on what kind of mood I'm in. Minced. Small jalapeno pepper. I use two, just to let you know. Slice them up, dice them up really fine. Mince those up really nice. 6 eggs. Now remember, this is for 3 pounds. If you're going to do 6 pounds, you're going to use 12 eggs. Right? If you're going to do 9 pounds, believe me, you will. You will. Once you taste this stuff, try it with the 3 pounds, okay? 6 eggs. 1.5 stacks of Ritz crackers. 1/4 cup grated Parmesan cheese. Parmesan and Romano is the mixture I use for that. Parmesan works just fine. Romano works just fine. 1/3 cup Texas barbecue rub. You have to have it. You have to have it. You can use either Grand Champion or Original. 1/4 cup of Worcestershire sauce. Or as our good friend Bill Cannon says down in Texas, Worcestershire, right? Quarter cup Worcestershire sauce. Love, Bill. Half a cup favorite barbecue sauce. I use Sweet Baby Ray's from this. You don't have to go crazy. Sweet Baby Ray's flavor profile works with that Texas barbecue rub in this like nobody's business. Not the hickory or anything else. Straight up Sweet Baby Ray's. Original. Now, that quarter barbecue, half a cup of barbecue sauce. I use Sweet Baby Ray's. You can do this in the oven, but shame on you. If you're going to do it in the oven and not on the smoke, you're going to do it. You're going to put half a cup of liquid smoke in there, okay? And you need an aluminum pan, about 10 by 5 by 4, one of those square aluminum pans. You can buy those in bulk, all right? Mix it all together in a large bowl. Use your hands for this stuff. Spoon just not going to cut the mustard. If you're going to cook it in the oven, you're going to add the liquid smoke to it while you're mixing it there, okay? All of those ingredients you're going to mix together. After you get it thoroughly mixed together, put it in the pan. Now, Bill gave me this trick over at Texas Barbecue Rub. Just take a sharp knife, poke about two or three holes around the side of the aluminum pan, let some of that grease drip down. Ooh, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, it's wonderful. I use a little bit of, PAM spray in there before I put the meat mixture in the pan. You can do that. Just makes it easier when it's coming out. Spread the thing evenly in the pan. For a pit, your barbecue, whether you're doing it on a stick burner, you know, like a Lang smoker or something like that, those amazing smokers, or if you're doing it in a Weber, okay, it makes no difference. Indirect heat if you're doing it on a grill. Indirect heat. Coals to one side, meat over here on the other side. Got it? You want to get it running about 225. 225. That's what we do for barbecue. 225, about 2.5 hours. 2.5 to 3 hours. You want to get that thing up to a temperature of 170 to 175 degrees, couple hours at 225. Now, you can cook it hotter on a grill. It'll cook faster, but it won't pick up as much of the smoke flavor. So there's a trade-off there. That's up to you, depending on your time. I did it kind of hot and fast yesterday because we had a lot of fun doing some other stuff yesterday, so we got the thing ready for the kids as quick as possible. But I still had about an hour and a half on there, okay? About 15 to 20 minutes before you take it off, you're going to take some more of that Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce or whatever you choose to use. You want some sweet profile in there is all I'm telling you. Coat the top of that meatloaf with it. Leave it on the pit about another 15 to 20 minutes. It will caramelize, get all gooey on you. Oh, yeah. Wonderful. Pull it off. Walk inside. Whew. Slice that stuff up and you're good to rock and roll. Put it in the refrigerator the next day. Slice it cold on a couple slices of white bread with some mayonnaise. Wonderful stuff. And, George, you got us with the 45 on that, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm going to stick by that, man, because it's, it's an American classic that anybody who takes meat seriously can appreciate.
Yeah, while we're on the subject, and while we've got it, I'm going to give you another grilling while armed real fast, because this is an easy one to tell you about. You ever smoked a bologna? George, I think you've had it at my house before, have you not?
I have, and I've done it myself. It's a little different. It's a lot of fun.
How do you do your smoked bologna? Why don't you tell us?
Well, I'm going to go to the deli, and I'm going to get a really good quality, deli-quality bologna chunk. We're talking, the big, fat. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but, it comes like one big, long sausage.
It's a log. It comes in as a log.
A big chunk. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a log. Yeah. It's thick. And I'm going to take that. I'm going to smother that with a good yellow mustard. It doesn't have to be a deli mustard, but just a French's mustard, a classic yellow mustard. I'm going to smother it with the mustard, and I'm going to roll it in some really good rub, and I'm going to put it on there nice and thick. And if I'm going to use something from Texas Barbecue, I'm going to go with the original on this.
Right. Good choice.
I just like the way it goes. And you throw that on the smoker, get some wood chips, and if you're using natural lump, I like to soak the wood chips a little bit more just so it's going to slow it up, because natural lump gets the – really hot. So I'm going to cool it down, keep it a little bit more with some smoked wood chips. And I'm going to go with something a little hardier. I'm going to go with an oak. I'm going to go with a hardwood like oak or a hickory, something like that, to get a really good penetration of smoke into that meat. Oh, and I forgot one thing you do is you score the bologna.
Right.
Every half inch, a nice score. You want that smoke to be able to penetrate in there. You want the rub to get into there. That's going to get the flavor. And then once you're done, you throw it on there on the smoker for a couple hours. And again, nice thick slices, like burger slices, like a burger
pack. Yeah, but you want a minimum of a quarter inch slice on that, quarter inch to a half inch slice of that meatloaf when it comes off. Now, again, you're going to do that at 225. And George, your recipe is identical almost to mine. With scoring, that's important. What you want to do before you roll that in there, before you roll the mustard on it, or before you put the rub on, a lot of people use they'll make a rub with the mustard. In fact, you can do it with brown sugar, soy sauce, yellow mustard, and Worcestershire, as Bill says, or you can just use the Texas barbecue rub, which works phenomenal. I've done it both ways. Before I found Texas barbecue rub, I was making it with just the brown sugar and the soy sauce and the Worcestershire. But now I'm using the barbecue rub. Either way, you can rub that thing down with Worcestershire sauce or mustard and then roll it in the rub. But before you do it, you score it, like George said. Take a knife. Remember, you're going to get about a 2-pound-plus log of bologna. Have them cut a big hunk, right? That thing will be several inches long. And you want to score both ends. Slice about a half inch deep and make it nice. Make it little cross hatches in there. And then from one side to the end, from one end to the other, you want to go down about a half inch, about 1 to 2 inches apart, and score that whole thing so you can just roll that thing and cross hatch it. Make it real pretty, okay? Roll it in the mustard, like George said, and coat it with that rub. Get that thing on the smoker, 225, for about 2 hours. And, boy, I'll tell you what, you slice that thing off, put it on a hunk of bread. You've never had grilled bologna. My mom used to make us grilled bologna when I was a kid. Slices, you know, even the Oscar Mayer slices, throw it in a pan, you know, and fry it up real quick. Fried bologna, not grilled bologna. But, boy, I'll tell you, you grill it like this and smoke it, it's off the hook. What do you pair with that, George?
You know, this is kind of new. This is kind of a new thing. A lot of people have never heard of this before, just the idea of it, you know, because they're thinking Oscar Mayer thin slices, you know, with the fake cheese. Not taking the bologna seriously. So let's go with something new.
High point.
No. Something good. There's a new pistol out from an outfit, a new company called Honor Defense. And the pistol's called the Honor Guard. It's a compact 9mm, very high quality, really good, real simple, simple pistol with, a lot of good stuff going into it. Very impressive build quality. I checked one out for the first time not very long ago, just a couple weeks ago, and it blew me away. I was like, wow, this is amazing. I've never heard of this before, but this is an amazing gun. A great
value. When we come back, you pair that up with the bologna. When we come back, I want to ask you about that firearm. You were talking about it today. And I also want to ask your thoughts on a Mossberg versus a Remington 870 for home defense. You've got something to say about that. We'll be right back with George the Mad Ogre.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
Sitting in these Crossbreed Holster studios with you. What a day. What a program so far. We're lightening things up a little bit with George the Mad Ogre Hill. Those of you who are going to send me emails, if I wanted to, I'd watch a cooking show or something, you know, get past it, okay? Every once in a while, we got to take a break. Sometimes we just have to have some fun, and Grilling While Armed is fun. It gets a lot of history there, George, right, with Grilling While Armed. Goes back to the very, very beginning of the radio program. Pairing up a good firearm with a good barbecue is just a natural occurrence, bro.
You know, it's enjoying and living the freedom lifestyle. And if you can't appreciate it here, where can you appreciate it?
I was just going to say that. If you can't appreciate that, I don't know what to tell you. You know, you got to be able to take a break once in a while. And that's why those of you with gas grills, come on now. Come on now. Get you some charcoal, sit back, kick your feet up. I went back and was listening to the first Grilling While Armed segment, George, with Bill Cannon, great cooker from Texas Barbecue Rub and the Championship Texas Barbecue Rub cooking team. Went back and listened to that program from 2013. Hard to believe it was that long ago. And boy, we just cutting the, me, you, David Codrey, and Bill Cannon, just having a hoot talking about Barack Obama. And David Codrey jumps on. He says, "You know, there's this conversation of Growing Well Armed reminds me. If I want to keep my Obamacare, I can keep my Obama. If I like my Obamacare, I can keep my Obamacare." And Bill Cannon started running off about it, telling him, "You know, he doesn't know anything about a brisket, that kind of stuff." And gosh, it was just a fun conversation. I went back and heard that the other day.
Yeah,
all right,
we've
George,
been having fun with this for a while,
long time. All right, let's talk. Oh, there is a Facebook page, Grilling While Armed, on Facebook, too, by the way. Go check it out. About, 3,200 fans on there, and it's updated from time to time, right?
From time to time. It's been a while. I left the gun industry and got into the motorcycle industry, but, you know, just because I did that professionally, I still am a firearms enthusiast, and I'm still a barbecue, a grilling enthusiast, And trust me, when I grill armed.
And you also grill hard, man. I love that. And, you know, bikes and guns, I don't know any bikers that are gun owners, so I'll just leave it at that.
Bikes yeah, and guns, okay. Man. It's like peanut yeah. butter and jelly.
I'm telling you what. All right, George, let's talk a couple pieces. You were talking about honor. Go there first, and then I want to ask you about the Mossberg versus the Remington 872
awesome.
Venerable
yeah,
gun.
Honor Defense, it's a fairly new company made in the USA. They make a great little gun called the Honor Guard. They got a subcompact version. They've got a long slide version. And they've got a version that's got a standoff device in the front of the muzzle. To prevent, you know, slide going out of battery in close quarters fighting.
Wait, say that one more time. Say that one more time for the benefit of listeners, please.
When you're in close quarters fighting, it could be easy to get the gun out of battery, you know, in a self-defense situation when you're trying to get a subject off of you when
right.
you're that close. So it's got a standoff device to prevent the slide from being pushed back. They're really, really well-made guns. They feel great in the hand. They even look cool. Look them up, honordefense.com. It's a great little gun, and it really impressed the heck out of me. And, you know, it's worth a look. It's worth a consideration. You know, a little subcompact, 7+1, 8+1, two different magazine options are coming with the guns. It's a nice little pistol.
Looks kind of like an H&K, doesn't it? Would you say it looks kind of like an HK?
Yeah, some people have said that. Some people have also said it's similar to the Smith & Wesson Shield.
No, I can see that.
If you're not a Smith & Wesson fan, but you want a Shield, but not a Smith & Wesson, it's a great option. Priced very reasonable, if I remember right. They're priced in the mid-4s, so it's well worth looking at. You know, something new. Something new.
All right. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. So we'll reach out to Honor Defense, see if they want to bring somebody on the program. I'm looking at it. I like what I see here. I haven't had one in my hand yet, but I will give it a look. All right, let's go back to – let me go to Home Defense now. Are you kidding me? We've only got 3 minutes? Good heavens, this hour flew by. George,
nothing
this is –
nothing better than a shotgun.
Nothing better. Nothing better for Home Defense than a shotgun. The Remington 870, there's a reason the 870 resides – in every police cruiser and every military vehicle in the world, at least American.
Yep.
Okay. It's the ultimate shotgun. But you had something to say about the Mossberg. What is it?
You know, I've been leaning towards Mossberg because I really like the ease of use, the manual of arms, the way you manipulate the gun to load it and unload it. It's just a little bit easier on the Mossberg. And because I'm a guy that practices right and left-handed with my firearms, I really like the position of the safety on the Mossberg 500, 590 series of shotguns, and that is really becoming my go-to gun. I still have my 870s. I still love them, but, man, just for the practicality of the 12-gauge, which is what the 12-gauge pump is all about, the ultimate practical gun, I am really leaning Mossberg 500, 590.
And you fantastic mentioned, too, gun. If you put a Magpul stock on it, you really enjoyed that. Tell us quickly about that, and then I want to go back to the safety.
Because of the shape of the stock and the Magpul stock that you can put on a 500, 590, it puts your thumb right in an ideal position, right or left-handed, for manipulating that safety. So if you're ambidextrous, if you're left-handed, if you're right-handed, it's just about shock and perfection. I've not found the perfect shotgun yet, but this is the closest I've found. That's how much I like it.
Let me tell you something. That says a lot. That says a lot. I'm a Remington 870 owner. I have a Mossberg. Had a Mossberg. Let me put it that way. I had two Mossbergs. And I've owned everything from 20-gauge on up in shotguns. And I'm not afraid of a 20-gauge for home defense either. Love the 20-gauge for home defense, quite frankly. That's a whole different topic for another show. We'll talk with you about that. But, of course, nothing better than the 12-gauge. But the 870, big fan of, got one at the house, got
oh,
one
yeah,
at the studio.
Absolutely.
All right, and you, the, in part because of you, okay, and some of the reviews that you've done over the many, many years that you've been reviewing these guns, and I'm listening to what you're saying about that Mossberg. I like what I'm hearing, and yeah, believe me, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to the program, you can trust what the Mad Ogre has to say. Go to madogre.com and look back at some of the greatest gun reviews that virtually every manufacturer in the country wants George reviewing these guns. George, that says a lot about that Mossy. It really does. I'm going to have to take another look at that.
go take a look. And here's the best thing about it. If I'm short, if I'm tall, if I got long arms, short arms, if I'm going through different seasons where I'm wearing different layers of clothing, I can take that Mossberg with that Magpul stock, and I can easily adjust the length of that stock to fit me. Mm-hmm. And once it's adjusted, it is just as solid as if it was carved out of a big chunk of wood. It is a very solid, ergonomic, comfortable stock that you can easily make fit you in the situation. So it's it's just about shock and perfection, which means
I want people to read it. I want people to read what you wrote. It's up on mattogre.com right now. It's a lead on your blog, right?
Let me take a quick look here. It is the lead my lead article is called Gone Mossy. And
Gone Mossy,
I'm talking about the Mossberg shotgun with that stock, and you see a picture of it.
And now, you're comparing it to that venerable George. I'm going to have to cut you, brother. I hate to do it. The music's playing. This segment is over. I can't believe it. I had a lot of fun with you. We're going to bring you back very, very soon. I'm still going to con you in to taking a break during the day and jumping on that daytime show with me. I have to do it. I'm going to continue to pressure you until you do. But I understand why you can't. It's just too fun asking you. Yeah, but you're comparing that Mossy to that 870. That's a great read. Go out and check it out, madogre.com. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Why would you do that? Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. Go check out madogre.com. Hope you enjoyed the program. I'll see you tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because we can. See you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.